Congress is running out of time to get its work done through the end of fiscal 2012. It hasn't been doing nothing, though. By the end of the week, the Senate is expected to have passed the highway authorization bill to go along with the FDA reauthorization legislation passed yesterday. But even with the passage of these two major bills, several others are languishing in the upper chamber. And the Senate has only 23 real working days left before October 1st. That sounds like more than the rest of us have. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on the ticking legislative clock. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, I know I've got more than 23 working days before October 1st. How is it the Senate only has 23?
Well, when you look at the calendar, yes, there are actually 96 real days left when you count weekends and all the regular weekdays. But when you take off those weekends, because let's be honest, Congress doesn't work weekends very, very often. They don't work Mondays and Fridays, even though Congress says they're in session. They're rarely doing anything that actually resembles work in terms of legislative process. So when you count the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays between now and October 1st, there's only 23 of them really left before the end of the year. And that, you know, you have the August recess, the July 4th recess. So there's not a lot of time left, and obviously this being an election year, Congress wants to get out even more quickly so those that are running for re-election can campaign and do the things that they have to do. So I caught up with Tevi Troy. He's a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute and a former deputy secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services.
That means that Congress can't get that much done, but it's not surprising that they're not going to get much done given the partisan split that we have right now. Obviously, the president is Democrat and would not pass any bills that the House Republican passed, and at the same time, the Democratic Senate isn't taking up the Republican bills that are coming out of the House anyway. So I think we're going to see some log jams for a while.
And obviously, those log jams, as he describes, will affect every agency and every government contractor to some extent.
Jason, I think it is fair, though, to point out that often on Mondays and Fridays, lawmakers are working. They're just in their districts. They're not here in Washington, and they're not actually acting on legislation.
Well, correct. So that's why there's only 23 days left instead of the
here in Washington.
You know, 40 days left because they can't pass the bill if they're working at their districts. So because I had that same question, because this was obviously brought to my attention by others outside of the government. And I said, well, what about Mondays and Fridays? And the response was, oh, come on, Mondays and Fridays. They're never in Washington, so they can't pass anything. So even if one of these bills, a spending bill, was on the way, they wouldn't get it till Tuesday or very late Monday afternoon. So yes, true, they are working, but they're not really doing legislative work.
So that said, what are some of the highest priority bills that need to be passed?
Well, you know, any discussion when you talk about Congress has got to start with spending bills, appropriations bills. The House has passed six of theirs. Four others are out of committee waiting debate on the floor. The Senate has passed nine spending bills out of committee, but none have been voted on by the full body. So right then and there, you know, you have a continuing resolution is definitely in the horizon, probably for all agencies. And the way we've seen, for instance, the statement of administration policies that have come out from the White House over the last few months, President Obama has threatened to veto nearly every House version of the spending bill, which then leads to the Senate obviously not agreeing with the House version, so a big conference committee is going to have to happen. Now, beyond the appropriations bills, there's still the Postal Reform Bill, the comprehensive cybersecurity legislation, and the DOD authorization bill, just to name the three really, I think, big ones that are out there. And add to that the looming sequestration cuts and the decision on whether to extend the Bush tax cuts or not. Now, what's interesting is Trey Hodgkins is a vice president of national policy and security at Tech America, and he says really the key to this may be the DOD authorization bill.
I think it's probably going to end up looking like the Christmas tree, though, because a lot of these other issues that are important to people and important to the legislators are not going to have the opportunity to move forward. They're not going to get House floor time, and they're not going to get calendar time. And so they're going to be looking for some other provision that can move them forward. And so some examples would be the Data Act, which we have strong concerns about the version that was passed in the House. And we've been working with the Senate to try and address those concerns. And also on the Postal Reform Bill, which is one of the other ones I would point to, is something that probably is going to happen here in the near term, or the Postal Service will be facing multi-billion dollar shortfalls.
So it's not unusual for Congress to attach unrelated bills to the DOD authorization package. I mean, arguments were made over the late years to put the Federal Information Security Management Act, so FISMA was attached that way. The Services Acquisition Reform Act, the SARA Act, also was done that way. and there's probably a host of others that you can think of over time. But, you know, if you think about the DoD authorization bill and all that it usually deals with in terms of, you know, military pay and benefits, acquisition policy, then if you start adding on to that cyber or postal or the Data Act, it usually takes a week just to get through that DoD authorization bill. When you add those other layers to it, it's definitely not going to be enough. Now, as for the two big ones, I think cyber and postal reform that are out there, they're both hung up on opposite sides of Capitol Hill. The Senate passed a postal reform bill in April. The House has not yet acted on it. The House, meanwhile, has passed a cyber bill and is waiting now on the Senate. James Lewis is a senior fellow and director of the Technology and Policy Program at the Centers for Strategic and International Studies. He says the Senate may have two bites at the cyber bill before the end of the year, the first one coming after the July 4th recess.
There's been a hardening of positions in both the House and the Senate, and a hardening of opposition. And, you know, you have to ask what's behind that. And some of it, of course, is we are in an election year. That does reshape things. And some of it is the heavy, heavy lobbying by companies against anything that would make them responsible for securing their network.
Now, he says the second attempt on cyber would most likely come during the lame duck session after the November election. Tevi Troy from the Hudson Institute says the fact that Congress seems to have gotten the FDA authorization bill and the surface transportation or highway bills done is an accomplishment in itself. And he says don't expect many others to go through.
All right. So will anything get done after the FDA and highway bills?
Well, you know, we've been hearing about that comprehensive cyber bill as a priority now for, 3 years, over the last 6 or 9 months. We've been hearing the call get louder to get this bill done. Obviously, nothing happens. And, in fact, Lewis, who is as probably close to the Hill on this bill, on the cyber bill, as anyone, has serious doubts whether the likelihood of anything will happen, at least in the next month.
The postal bill needed to get done first. And that one, it makes perfect sense. I mean, that's politically much more important for the members. You can see why they put it at the top of the list. Budget stuff, at some point, that will suck all the oxygen out of the room. And all we'll be able to do is mumble about sequestration and tax cuts. So it's something to look forward to. If we're lucky, there'll be a sweet spot where they can squeeze through a respectable cyber bill. I still think there's a chance for that.
Lewis says both Democrats and Republicans understand the importance of a cybersecurity bill, and specifically they understand the changes that are needed. What the problem is finding the common ground around the critical infrastructure protection, how to, if you will, add regulation or have it self-regulation. Now, everyone who I interviewed for this story also agreed that a long-term continuing resolution was likely, and no spending bills obviously would get done until at least after the election. Now, Trey Hodgkins from Tech America says while agencies and contractors have gone through CRs before, seeing bills come and go, this environment is much different.
I think that we're looking at something new and unique because we have a whole series of, I'll call watershed issues that demand and will require congressional and administrative action, or the ramifications will be in many ways grave. Combined with that requirement that these important issues get attention and be addressed, you have the political atmosphere, which is highly partisan and has stifled the ability to move a lot of these issues forward and certainly stifled the ability to find compromise. And then on top of that, you layer on the election politics, which can drive some behaviors that do not contribute to addressing these issues. And so that's why a lot of these things are being pushed off to the lame duck.
So, you know, both agencies, vendors, everyone's got to kind of be prepared for those what's over the next 6 months that's coming, specifically the continuing resolutions. But there's a lot of that what's unknown out there. And let's be honest, Congress only has about 23 days left to answer many of those questions.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. You've painted a grim picture, but it looks like we're going to just have to wait and see.
Well, I think that it's grim only because things haven't gotten done by the people who are supposed to do them. I mean, you can blame Democrats and you can blame Republicans equally, and you can blame the White House for not pushing through. And that's leaving agencies and vendors in a bit of a lurch.